Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Styling toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. We are going to get back to your phone calls. If you're on hold, do be patient. We will get back to you. But we had a special guest scheduled here from earlier this week, Mark. We scheduled this, and normally we try not to do something in the smack dab in the middle of the show, but he's a busy man, and we got to fit him in when we can. Ted Anderson is with us from Midas Resources, which you can visit through gold.freetalklive.com. You hear us talking about it pretty much every night on this program. It's a great opportunity to go and get yourself some well-priced silver and or gold rounds.
Some of them are coins, some of them are rounds.
This is true. And they're kind of an easy selection that that we've made. Mark, you've been working with Ted to put different things up there. And I think that it's somewhere I bought silver, certainly in the past, and some of the best prices on the internet. Check around, make sure. But if you buy through gold.freetalklive.com, you can also know that a portion of the sale will benefit Free Talk Live. Ted, are you with us?
With the and I tell you, talking about good prices, I told Kristen, who puts those prices, posts them in the morning every day. She came back to me this evening and she said, should I raise the prices because silver ran up so much? And I said, no, I'm going on Free Talk Live and I want these people to have all weekend to get a chance to buy it at the prices they were set before the run. So there it is.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anybody out there that has like those survival bags for less than that. I've checked. Nobody's out there.
The survival bag is 1,000 dimes with, what is it, 90%
silver? 90%
silver.
You know, the funny thing is about those dimes, in 1965, the new dime, after they got rid of the silver dime in 1964, it took one dime to buy a dime at that time. One new copper dime to buy a silver dime. It was an even exchange. Now it takes 24 dimes to buy the same dime. And that's from 1964 to the year 2011. I don't think that trend is changing, especially looking at what's going on in Egypt right now and all across the Middle East. I mean, God knows how much that war is going to cost us if we get sucked into it. And, you know, we're just broke. And it just seems like Washington, D.C. seems to want to ignore that fact and just turn on the printing presses. I guess that's a symptom of fiat money. When you give the politicians a printing press, they'll use it.
Right.
You know, when I look at those silver dimes, I love them because you can actually do business with them. If you're dealing with two people that understand that one of those dimes is worth about $2.50 or something, I haven't done the math for one of them today, but that they're worth about that.
What is it, pre-1965? Those dimes?
Yeah,
pre-1965. Anything before 1965 is a silver coin. Yeah, after 1965, with the exception of the half coin, the Kennedy half was 40% silver, and then they ended that a little later. So
that's right. So but you can do business with these things. If you know, if you're getting a ride from somebody or buying something small, these things are denominations that you can use. They're about $2.50 a piece in value, and you can exchange them back and forth, and they're you can use them like currency. When you get there's a lot of rounds out there, but 1 ounce rounds, and you can get them 0.9999. And I noticed you got the Lakota Nation silver
which is
round.
A beautiful
up there.
Piece, by
yeah,
the way.
It is, and we're supposed to get the Mises round up there on the website soon.
Okay, so we'd mentioned that last night. And I was surprised to not see it there. So that's coming.
That's coming.
Oh, if it's not up there, I'll have Christian put it up there. If you want to just call for it, it must be something that I missed. I cannot believe I'm looking at it right now. If that Mises coin isn't there, we'll get it there for you.
So. Okay, cool.
But you can get those. And I think they're beautiful. I have lots of silver rounds. But what I really like about the dimes is that you can use them to do business. Some people want coins for as a hedge, still real metal as a hedge against inflation. And I think that the big rounds are good for that, as are gold coins. I'm personally a little partial to silver these days, and it had a huge day today. Some people want it as a hedge against inflation. Some people want it as barter currency. Some people want it in case the big one comes. And I'm not sure when or how the big one's going to come, but it seems to me in two out of those three circumstances that small denominations of what they call coin silver or junk silver, I hate the term junk silver, but some people use it and they're familiar with the term, those small denominations are awesome because you can trade them back and forth and stuff.
Dimes are really practical portable size for carrying around in your small pocket, too.
And completely recognizable. I mean, everybody knows if you have a pre-1964 dime, it's silver. And it's made by the United States Mint. I mean, there is no question about it, whether if it's real or counterfeit or anything. I mean, it's just a real dime. It's so easy to trade those, it's not funny. I mean, it's been like the mainstay for the last 32 years since I've been in the business. People have been trading 90% bags or junk silver or circulated dimes, like you say. It just makes sense. And by the way, I know I have them priced based upon 100 face or 1,000 dimes or 100 face value. You don't have to buy that many. You can call that number on the website and say, hey, you know, I can't afford it. You know, that many, can I just pick up, you know, 100 of them or less?
Okay.
You know, if it, what the problem is, I need to send them registered and insured, and that's $21 minimum at the post office. So, but, you know, so you want to make sure that you're spending, you know, something large enough so you're not paying too much in postage. Otherwise, like that Creature from Jekyll Island book, I mean, I don't know how you can beat that. Having a silver dollar in there, and I'm delivering it for $31 in silver right now, had a high today of $32.92, almost $33 an ounce. I mean, this is the highest it's been since I seen it way back when Jimmy Carter was in office, and we had really another economic meltdown at that time. It was all about inflation then. Boy, I tell you, things were a lot more secure then than they are today, and we've seen $50 an ounce for silver then. I don't know if we'll see that now. I know a lot of people are calling for it.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Ted? I mean, I know you don't want to go out on a limb or anything. Well, the news today is that silver has hit a 31-year high, according to, the Wall Street Journal, closed at $32.29.8 today.
Well, I can tell you this right now. It wouldn't be surprising to me at all to see silver at $50 an ounce. Gold has already surpassed its last high, which was $800 an ounce. We're almost at $1,400 right now. We're just short of that. Silver, you know, was at $50 an ounce. The Hunt brothers were in there manipulating and so on and so forth. But, you know, look at how much manipulation there was on the downside by the central banks, and anybody that's followed GATA knows what's going on there. The central banks are trying to suppress the price of gold and silver, keep people in the paper money.
Now, I think we've talked about how that's happening, but for our listeners that may just be tuning in, how are they doing that? How are they attempting to suppress those prices?
What they did back in the 1980s is they were artificially keeping the lease rates low. In other words, the bankers own most of the gold, and they were lending it to companies like American Barrick, and letting them sell short their supply that they have in the ground into the future, you know, so it would allow them to sell it off. And as long as the lease rates are pushed down, the percentage that it costs to do that, to borrow that gold, to sell it into the future, was lower. And so they had this incentive to keep on selling and keep the market down. Well, you know, those companies really got stung when the market went up. I mean, quite frankly, right now, Singapore was talking about how people are buying back their short positions, and that's why we had the gold or the silver market run today. They're getting killed. If you're contracted to sell silver at $29 an ounce, so to speak, and you have to deliver that silver in, let's say, 3 months from now, and you have to buy that position back when silver's at $33 an ounce, $34 an ounce, and you're leveraged 10 to 1, you really can lose a tremendous amount of capital, a lot of money. And these central banks have been, you know, again, they're doing everything they can to try to keep people into the paper currency, because that's their game. That's how they make money. The central banks like the Federal Reserve Bank, the Bank of England, the Bundesbank, all these different banks, you know, the Japanese banks, they really want to keep people in their money because they can print it, they can make it, they can collect interest on it, they can control and influence politicians with this printing press that they have. Once people start to catch on to this game, they move away from it. They go to, you know, and they don't want to do that. They want to keep people in the fiat money.
Ted, can you stick with us for a little bit? I still have another question regarding price of silver.
Sure will.
All right, more here with Ted Anderson. Maybe you've got a question as well. This guy knows obviously what he's talking about. He's been doing this for a long time. He's the head of Midas Resources. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, order your own silver and gold. We'll come back with more. If you've got a question for Ted, dial in at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free to take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Though if you've got a question for Ted Anderson right now, you'd be given priority. Because he is with us. He is the president of Midas Resources, and we're going to tell you a little bit more about that here in a moment. But first, your opportunity to go on a cruise.
That's right. How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a heck of a lot more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey, in November, but you've got to reserve your berth by March the 1st. That's the deadline. And the rooms are as low as $535, double occupancy. You don't have to have the whole thing to reserve your berth today. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. You can just put $200 down, and you're good to go. You can pay the rest by, I think it's August or something like that. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson is with us. Ted, are you there?
What about that cruise?
It'll be fun.
Yeah. So we're talking about gold, silver. People can go to gold.freetalklive.com, and they can place their order there through Midas Resources and Free Talk Live, and Free Talk Live benefits through anybody that goes and shops through gold.freetalklive.com. But we've been talking about silver and how it's hit a 31-year high, I guess, today, at a $32-plus closing price, which is, you know, pretty tremendous. I remember buying it, and I'm not very old, and I remember buying it for $9 earlier in the, you know, this last decade. So it's really gone up just in my, you know, just in the last decade of my life. And you were explaining to us, Ted, some of the reasons, some of the, I guess, the shenanigans that are going on with the central banks and other big banking kind of money institutions, essentially kind of pulling a fast one to try to keep the prices of silver and gold down. And I must admit, I was a little confused at the what you had mentioned to us before, but we were short on time, so I didn't want to get dig into why. But let me see if I we were talking during the break, and maybe I understand it better. Let me see if I can recount it to you. You can tell me where I'm wrong. But you were talking about how some of these big institutions are selling. Was it selling gold that basically hadn't been mined yet?
Yeah, well, you can do that with farming, too. I mean, you can sell the gold into the ground. It makes sense if you have core samples, for instance, and you know how much gold you'll get from your ore. The way a gold mine works is they actually have to move the ore, obviously dig the dirt out, and they put it onto a rubber pad. They sprinkle it with cyanide, and the cyanide dissolves the gold and the silver out of the ore, and then they have the solution is then condensed into what's called a Dora bar, and then they re-refine it so the gold and the silver is separate amongst the other metals that have been leached out of that ore. And so if you know how much gold you have in your ore, you have a pretty good idea what you're going to get. You can sell the gold before you even pull it out of the ground, but the way you do that is you borrow that gold. You take it on loan from somebody else, and they actually charge what's called a lease rate for that. And the community that's into leasing gold, it really, to the greatest extent, is the central banks, because the central banks hold on to the greatest amount of gold in the world. They have the reserves because they don't trust each other with their paper currencies, because they know each one has a printing press and it's really valueless to each other. So if they're going to trade amongst each other with real collateral, they trade with gold. But in order to collect some money on this gold, they can lease it out to places like American Barrick, who needs to sell gold and they want to have some cash to work with while their gold is still in the ground. They can actually sell gold, and then they don't have a naked position because they're expecting to pull it out of the ground and then deliver it. The only problem is you're locking in at today's price. A year from now, if it's a long-term contract, the price may have risen, and you could have taken advantage of a much greater profit. It's kind of like trading a covered call. I don't know if you guys are into trading at all, but anyways, that's what that's all about. But, I mean, so the bankers can manipulate. I mean, let's face it. That's what the Federal Reserve is actually instituted to do, is to manipulate the marketplace, either raise or lower interest rates to stimulate the economy or slow it down. I mean, this is the function of the Fed. Well, part of what they have been doing is trying to suppress the price of gold and silver, keep it low, to divert people from going into gold and silver and keep them into cash, drive them into the market, the paper-type market instead. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to take a look at it, that game is ending. They're losing control of that market, and this run on silver is a perfect example of that. There were a lot of short contracts in the marketplace, and now all of a sudden silver starts to rise, and you know, countries like Singapore are just going, forget it, we're just pulling out, we're going to cover our position, we're buying the silver back into the marketplace from the marketplace to cover the short position. Short selling drives the price down.
So let me see if I've got this straight then. These big organizations are selling silver and gold they don't actually have, and if they're able to do that, that means they don't, the price doesn't necessarily rise because it's falsifying the supply and demand. There's not, you know, there's more, they're pretending there's more supply out there than there actually is.
Yeah, kind of like that, except for they are actually selling silver because they're borrowing it from the bank and they're selling it into the marketplace. You and I can sell silver short, too. I mean, if we want to enter into a futures contract, we can sell silver today and buy it back in the future. And the reason why we do that is because we think $33 silver is kind of high, so we're going to sell it today even though we don't have it. Then wait for the market to come down, buy the silver at the lower price, and deliver it to that person that said that they would take that silver. That's how it works. Or usually the contracts expire worthless because what you're going to do is you're going to trade this particular contract to somebody else who wants that position. That person then owns it, and they trade it to somebody else. And these premiums rise and fall based upon whether if the contract is in the money or not in the money. It could be the reverse of that. And so it'll be sold at a discount or at a premium. And usually they expire worthless, and the silver never trades hands. But that's how the futures market
works. It's all very confusing.
It's like a futures market. You know, if I
which I know nothing about.
Well, I'm going to tell you. So I'm going to make it easy, and we're going to talk about oranges real quickie. And if I give some money in the future orange juice market or whatever, the farmer is selling the oranges that he knows he's going to have because he produces oranges, and he's selling them to me now. I don't have them. I'm buying them in the future. That's why it's called a future market.
Yeah.
And then he will supposedly deliver them to me at the time. Now I'm in the futures market. I'm not in the orange juice business. I have no intention of collecting oranges because I don't want to eat that many. I just want to make some money. I think that it's going to be a good year or a bad year for oranges, and I buy and sell based on that. And so I'm speculating, and that's what it's called, speculation. And I then sell when it's about time to be delivered, and then somebody who wants oranges buys, and they buy at the right time, and I
and maybe you'll make money
or lose money depending.
So really what Mark is hoping is that the price of oranges will go up by the time they're delivered. And what the farmer is hoping is that the price of oranges will go down by the time they're delivered, because he's already gotten a fixed price. And if the price goes down, well, then he's able to – he could even buy some oranges and turn around and sell them to Mark. And he already sold them for $30 a bushel. And I don't know what you call it. I don't know if you call it a bushel, but, you know, $30 for a bushel of oranges. And maybe he's able to buy oranges for $15 and make $15 by the time it comes time to deliver the oranges.
Now, Ted, isn't it also true that that there are these big banks like J.P. Morgan that are selling silver on paper and gold on paper that they don't actually have either, that they're just basically selling on the hope that people won't try to cash in?
Yeah, there's plenty of that's going on. And then, if, of course, they call it and they call it force majeure, I think that's the term, and then they have to settle the contract or default, one of the two. But yes, way more silver sold than there is out there in the marketplace.
I want to bring you back for just a little bit here. More with Ted Anderson. Do you have time, Ted, for just a little more?
Sure, I'll be
all right. More with Ted in a moment. If you've got a question for him, now's the time, because we're going to move on. We've got other people waiting patiently here at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Ted Anderson, the president of Midas Resources, your call will be given priority at the moment because he's with us to talk about the silver and gold situation here in this country. Coming up, by the way, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesack. We'll tell you more about what that is here in a little bit. And also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com where you'll find the features are free. The bulletin board system there allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne from SACL CAI says buy gold and silver. See their banner at freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
All right, and that's what we're talking about right now, gold.freetalklive.com, where there have been some selected silver and gold pieces that you've worked with Ted, with Mark, to put up there at fairly decent rates. And there's different choices up there, too, some a little more expensive, some a little cheaper than others. And, Ted, are you still with us?
Yep, I sure am, yeah. And by the way, those prices were marked this morning before silver and gold went up. I mean, I don't know where it's going to be on Monday for sure. None of us will.
Yeah.
But if you're interested in taking advantage of this little market move we've had, it's usually, I'm not going to be able to keep those prices there where silver is today. If it's on Monday when silver opens up and we're still over $30 an ounce for silver, let's say 32 or right in that 31 something, the prices will be higher, that's for sure.
Yeah, so if people, what you're trying to say is if people want to get yesterday's price when silver shot up today, well, now's the time to go to gold.freetalklive.com and take advantage of it.
Absolutely, it's a bargain right now, and you get to use your credit card too. That's the nice thing about it.
So one of the things that was really persuasive, easily understandable, because I'm not a financial expert or anything like that, but I do understand some basic concepts. And if you sell something that you don't have as a bank, like gold or silver, and I've heard that they've done it to the point of 100-1, that big banks like J.P. Morgan have been selling silver on paper and gold on paper that they don't actually have in their vault. Like they've got 1 ounce for every 100 ounces that they have sold. Have you heard similar numbers to that? Because that sounds like...
I read those, and it's hard to really make sense of everything, of the whole deal. But yes, indeed, from what I understand, they have sold a lot more silver than there is silver available to be delivered.
And they're banking on the hope that the people that they're selling this paper silver, they're basically selling a certificate to somebody saying, well, we're holding on to your gold for you, and you have this amount. But they don't. And people that have actually tried to cash these things in some cases, have been told to wait while they actually have to obtain the silver from somewhere else, or offered a buyout with cash on the deal just to try to prevent them from getting their hands on the gold or silver.
Right.
So there seem to be all kinds of sneaky things going on out there with the intention of keeping, because if you're selling 100 pieces of silver you don't have, for every one that you do, then that's got to be contributing to keeping the price down, right?
It sure is.
That's the idea,
like back
right?
In the days when we had a gold and silver as a standard here in the United States, and the banks were taking them on deposit and then relending them, and increasing the money supply through fractional reserve banking. The truth of the matter is there is only so much gold and silver to go around.
Hmm.
You know, it's a finite supply. You can make as much money as you want. Print it like crazy, but you're not going to be able to print gold and silver. That's why gold and silver holds value. It's been 6,000 years that people have used it as money here in this world, and it just continues to buy the same things year after year after year while the fiat money just continues to go right into the floor.
So what can people do, Ted? What's the solution here?
Well, I honestly think that if you have money in the bank or if you have it in the stock market, that type of thing, at least have 10% in gold and silver.
Man, I'll tell you, 10% seems risky to me. Personally, with the conversations I've had with my wife, I want to get if I want to have operating costs in cash, because it's hard to turn silver into cash. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. But if you're talking about long-term savings, it seems to me that metals are the place to be.
It sure is. And you're right about that, Mark. I don't think you should be spending your last penny on gold and silver and figure you're going to pay your rent with it, that's for sure. But if you do have discretionary funds, minimum 10% of those discretionary funds, should I say it that way, should be in gold and silver. And, many people are going much further than that, and I don't blame them. Because take a look at what's going on out there. I mean, QE2. I mean, they're talking about $600 billion new dollars printed into the system and then inject that into the banking system, allow that to be, the fractional reserve system to increase that by tenfold or even 100-fold. I mean, and then we have a war that's going on in the Middle East, and China right now is increasing its reserves. They're looking at inflation. The inflationary pressures are showing up right here in the United States. It just doesn't look good for paper money.
So what's going on right now at gold.freetalklive.com? What are some of the things that are being offered?
Well, I tell you, the coins that I like the most, again, are those dimes that we're talking about. You know, and if you can't afford to pick up the entire bag, because right now they're like 2,300 and some, you can pick up the silver rounds. You can ask for, call in and ask for less. You want to pick up a half a bag of those dimes or a fraction thereof.
Hmm.
Those Lakota coins are nice, the Walking Liberty halves. If you're into the gold, I mean, we do have the francs and the British sovereigns. There's so many different things that you can be getting into. I mean, there's only so much I can put on the website, but if you're looking for bars or whatever it is, I would suggest that you call. Just mention that you heard us on freetalklive.com and let the sales guy know that you did that, because we definitely want to credit any sale that comes in here at Midas Resources toward the show, because it's so important to keep the show going and strong. And obviously, it's still going to go, but it's nice to have your support too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there is a specific telephone number too. You can dial 877-857-9938.
Right. Maybe if you don't have internet access, that's a good idea too. That's 877-857-9938. And one of your talented assistants will be happy to help whoever calls that number.
That is right. I don't know if you have any callers or not.
Actually, thank you for the reminder. Tom is on the line in Florida with a question for you, Ted. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Tom, you're on with Ted Anderson from Midas Resources.
You stole my fire a little bit, because I was going to ask Ted about the difference between the exchange-traded funds or the ETF-type investments. In other words, people are, I guess, allowed to buy. I have a friend who's done it. He bought some gold shares in the form of an exchange-traded fund. But like you were saying, that might be a completely different kind of a detached world from the physical world, and at some point it almost seems that the paper silver price is going to be different than people holding physical silver, because they really apparently they cannot deliver what you've bought, and they have no intention of delivering it. It's just another paper game they're playing.
It is, and it's not, for those of you who want to have just another certificate, that's okay, if that's where you want to go. And there could be trouble in the future because there may not be enough gold and silver to deliver. I don't know. When I'm hungry, I don't want to have a pitcher of a can of beans sitting on my table. I'd just as soon have the can of beans. And, that's why I've always suggested that people take physical delivery of gold and silver. And for those of you who want to speculate in the future and you have extra money beyond your physical possession stuff and you want to buy gold ETFs or silver for that matter, then do it.
Tom, thanks. Go ahead, real quick.
Maybe Ted knows the story. I saw something where there was a fairly large client it was a big British bank. They came to the British bank and they said, we want to take delivery. And they were very reluctant to deliver it. I don't know if they ever did or not.
Them wait like 30 days or something?
Well,
like
they offered them 25% over the value of the gold they were trying to take delivery of in cash, in British pounds. In other words, they were willing to give them 25% over. Does Ted remember that story?
Yeah, I remember when that happened. And honestly, I can't remember if they had it delivered, but just because of the fact that they're offering that premium kind of has to make you go, why would that be? And the reason why that is because, first of all, they probably don't have all the gold and silver to cover the ETFs to start with. And secondly, they want to keep you in that paper, obviously, because that's the game.
Right, because
you're so nice about it, Ted. The fact is they're big, fat liars. And, and that's why they were trying not to get caught. Give them a call at,
the number is 877-857-9938, or just go to gold.freetalklive.com. And like Ted says, a minimum of 10% of your discretionary money. That's a smart idea. Thanks, Ted, for the suggestions and the thoughts tonight. Always appreciate your expertise.
Yes, you bet.
Thanks, Ted. More coming up here with your thoughts. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR, DVR upgrade and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there. They're completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. You can join the Free Talk Live AMP program for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and AMP-only podcast. Go get the details at amp.freetalklive.com, and then use a Visa, MasterCard, or PayPal. You can use other credit cards through PayPal, of course, and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own websites with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates from which to choose, whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. Let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. If you do, you'll get 24/7 technical support, a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, and your first month completely free. HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue and take your phone calls about what you want. And then coming up, the cop who's been not working for 7 years but been collecting a paycheck the whole time. It's Nate in Wisconsin. Nate, you're on Free Talk Live. Nate in Wisconsin, going once. Nate in Wisconsin, going twice. Let's try Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian Dale and Mark.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Bill.
Prefacing back to what you were discussing earlier in the show about unintended consequences, it's my personal belief that hacktivism is causing more of a problem for freedom-loving individuals than it's designed to try to help.
What do you mean?
A case in point, you talked at length last night, I believe, with somebody claiming to be part of the anonymous group. And he might have been very well on point about what the objective of that particular society is for. However, with any kind of group, whether we're talking an illicit gang affiliation or just a political group, you've got people that will claim to be associates of that group just to try to fit in, and their agenda may not be necessarily that of the original intent, and they go off and cause more problems.
Okay.
But what I've seen happen with hacktivism especially is that innocent people are getting accosted by federal agents, so to speak, because of the perceived association with the group. The problem with something like Anonymous is they don't go around with name tags saying, "Hi, I'm from Anonymous." And being part of the cyber community, hacker community, whatever you want, what label you want to put on it, it's very difficult for somebody to befriend somebody else without taking their liberties into their own hands, so to speak. If somebody
you're losing me a little bit here, Bill.
Okay,
aren't you?
Okay. Well, okay. The case in point is, I say I'm from Anonymous, and I befriend you, but I don't make that affiliation known to you.
Yeah.
And I go and do something stupid like DOS a website or deface a web page or whatever. There is a good possibility that the feds are going to come knocking on your door to accost you because they know that you have some kind of link with me.
Well, and maybe.
That happens from time and time and time again.
So what are you saying? I mean, you're saying that people shouldn't
Anonymous
be activists?
Brought in this circumstance, it seems to me Anonymous did a lot of good things. They brought Visa, MasterCard, many of these companies down to their knees when they lashed out against WikiLeaks. They worked for freedom. They got what they were looking to accomplish done. And there's certainly been some collateral damage, but the collateral damage isn't really the fault of Anonymous. It's the fault of the people that are working for the governments, right?
No, the government ultimately has the final say. You're absolutely correct, Mark.
Right. So if I wear a green shirt and the government says no green shirts and they shoot everybody with a green shirt, it's not me who's done something wrong because I wore the green shirt. It's the jackhole that's shooting people with green shirts.
Well, what are you getting at here, Bill? I mean, are you suggesting that people shouldn't be activists or shouldn't be friends with activists because it's too risky? I don't really understand.
I'm suggesting that if in this particular instance, I'm suggesting if you're going to go and do things that are deemed illegal, other people have the right to know if especially if it could affect them, what your intentions are.
Wait a minute. Now it makes sense. Like, if I am living with my girlfriend, which I'm not because I don't have one, but I was living with one, and
you know what it's like. It's happened before.
It has happened. and I'm going out and I'm putting my butt on the line doing activism. I'm not telling her about that, or I'm not including her in my plans to let her know what to expect, and making plans with her as far as, well, here's what to do if I go into jail or whatever. That would certainly be uncalled for. But should I tell all my friends on Facebook as well? I mean, how far do I need to go out in the concentric circles of the people that are close to my life to include them in what it is I'm doing?
In the society that we live in right now, especially with the technology rapidly moving forward, such as social networking, for instance, I think it's fair that you should put yourself out there as much as you can as a disclaimer, and then let people make that decision for themselves whether they want to continue to associate with you based on your activities.
Well, because it's pretty common knowledge, I would hope, among people that know me that I have taken some risks and I have done some civil disobedience, but I don't feel any obligation to keep them informed of every little move that I intend to make. I mean, that seems like a little unnecessary.
Isn't it unnecessary for them to go to jail or something that you've done?
I haven't seen that happen, sir. I mean, I haven't seen any evidence. No one in this movement, in the Liberty Movement up here in New Hampshire, has gone to jail. And please correct me if I'm wrong on this, Dale and Mark. Has anyone gone to jail who's been connected to a civil disobedience activist?
No.
Has anyone been intimidated by the police?
I'm sure they're intimidated, but I don't even know that.
There is the one situation where Big Mike, who is actually going to trial next week, Big Mike had his home raided by the police, and they did have guns drawn in that particular case. So that could be one example. But in that case, you're talking about people that you live with. So it makes sense to keep people like that informed as to what you're doing and what's going on in your life. And to that extent,
right,
because
they were coming after Big Mike. And so, in a sense, the people who were living with him were
held at gunpoint.
Yeah, they were victimized, too, because they were coming after Big Mike, and they busted into the home, and they lived with him.
Right.
They weren't coming after his roommates.
But it makes sense to clue your roommates in, to clue your the people that are the closest to you, to have them inside of the loop on your plans.
But in this case, he wasn't. What he was doing wasn't secretive at all. It was all out in the open. I mean, right? He was doing activism.
But they didn't know that he was wanted. Nobody knew that the cops. This was when the cops came like 3 weeks afterwards, or 3 months, or whatever it was after the event, and made arrests. They arrested like a handful of folks. Jim Johnson.
Did he even know though?
Nobody knew. Nobody knew the cops were coming.
So yeah. So it's. The point is, they did some activism.
But he wasn't hiding the fact that he was doing activism. His roommates knew that he was a civil disobedience activist. They knew if you're going to live with a civil disobedience activist, there's a chance that you could get caught close to the action, right? So if that's important to you, you shouldn't live with those people.
Let's go back to my original scenario. We're talking about people like, and we're going back to this hack group or this organization called Anonymous. These people do not come out and fully disclose, hey, I'm anonymous. Okay, but yeah, they're the ones that are friending people on Facebook. They're following people on Twitter. They're doing all these things. And yes, what they're doing can potentially put another computer user, in jeopardy.
It sounds kind of funny when you say that they're not coming out and telling people that they're anonymous.
They're not.
I mean, well, that's the whole point.
I see what he's saying, though.
What they're doing is,
But I get what he's saying. If you've got somebody who's in your household and they're part of Anonymous and you don't know it, then that could be putting you at some level of risk. I would agree with that, Bill. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, I guess. But, it's the hand-wringing, though, Bill. That's what's got me on this. You know, if you worry too much about what can get done, it's not like there's never been a political activist that's ever been gone after by their opponents, by governments, by newspapers, and had themselves and their family slandered. I mean, look at the family of Sarah Palin, for God's sakes. If you wring your hands enough, you can find every reason in the world not to do anything.
Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. And I would understand why somebody who was in Anonymous perhaps would not necessarily want to share that fact with their roommates. Maybe they don't trust them. Of course, you shouldn't be rooming with people you don't trust, and you can't share things like that with. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.